All right, guys, we got a couple minutes. Dave, why don't you start us off?
Senator, you said you refuse to endorse Mr. Trump.
Right.
This is the big. Now, is this a movement at all? I mean, will you vote for him?
As you may recall, unlike many of my colleagues, I made it clear way back in May, way back when Senator Trump emerged as the likely nominee, when Donald Trump emerged as the likely nominee, that I had serious reservations, serious concerns. I still do. I remain unpersuaded. And I have been outspoken about the specific concerns that I have. And I'll continue to speak out when I think it's appropriate. And I will say, this is a stark contrast to my opponent, who, despite the bad flaws of her party's nominee, the repeated lies to the American people, the corruption, the dishonesty, the dramatic risk to American security, Katie McGinty can't bring herself to find a single word of criticism about arguably one of the most flawed nominees in the history of the Republic. That kind of reflexive partisanship is not helpful in Washington. It's not going to help us break the kind of gridlock that we have.
John, guys, one at a time. John.
Senator, are you ruling out endorsing Donald Trump, or may you still endorse
John, as I have said, I am not endorsing him, and I remain unpersuaded.
Could you endorse him later?
I've said it as clear as I can, and that's
so
what I'm going to say. I remain unpersuaded by Donald Trump.
We heard Paul Ryan basically tell
I don't know how this is going to turn out. As I said, I think Hillary Clinton is a hopelessly flawed candidate. I could never support Hillary Clinton. I've made that clear. Paul Ryan is in a very different situation than I am in. He had endorsed Donald Trump. I never did endorse Donald Trump. He has a responsibility to his colleagues that is different from my role. So he'll have to decide what he wants to do.
Vernon, Senator, will you vote for Donald Trump?
As I said, Vernon, the way I look at it is we've got two terrible choices, and I think many Pennsylvanians view it this way. This is not ultimately a referendum on anyone. It's a choice. It's a bad choice, and I still remain unpersuaded.
Mark, and then one more after that.
I will not vote for Hillary under any circumstances. Mark,
that video wasn't enough to persuade you, Senator?
As I said, I had hoped that Donald Trump would persuade me to be an enthusiastic supporter. That had been what I hoped. I've supported every Republican presidential nominee since Ronald Reagan, without exception. But at this point, I remain unpersuaded.
I don't have a question.
Okay.
Senator,
thank you, guys. Thank you very much.
What is?
Could you vote for him?